Coming off a season when he was running back, quarterback, receiver, kick returner, and punt returner, Knoxville's Kieran Nichols will get rid of the slash for the Panthers and is now the team's starting quarterback. And that does not mean he's just going to throw the ball downfield or hand it off. I mean, come on, with highlights like this, you want Nichols to have the ball in his hands.
He will give it to Nichols. Nichols across the 20, 25, out to the 30, out to the 35, out to the 40, midfield, 45, 40, 35, 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, cuts inside, touchdown! 84 yards by Kieran Nichols on the first play of the second half. He juked the last player at the 5 and had clear sailing.
Nichols says the first few snaps he was a part of last year, his head was spinning just a bit.
The first few games were an eye-opener for me. The game was a lot more physical, a lot faster, but I felt like as the year went on, I kind of got used to it, and it helped me get ready for this year and my senior year that'll be coming next year.
As quarterback, Nichols wants everyone to be on the same page this season, and he knows he has teammates he can trust to help carry out the game plan.
Well, my main thing is for me is just getting guys in the right spots and just making a simple play, because we have people, everyone on the field, that'll do the right thing, and if we can all do the right thing, including me, we'll be successful. So.
And talking about that reliability, the Panthers will be deep at running back this season with the likes of Carter Bailey, Keegan Cox, Brady Pearson, and a move-in from Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Lane Bach, helping Nichols and the Panthers not to get into too many third and long situations that they were in last season.
I think it takes a load off of our linemen when we have people that we know are reliable running the ball. They'll be able to make big plays, and I think it'll open up the passing game for us and make things a little easier this year than last year.
Nichols is not worried about the pressure being the guy under center, something his coach, Eric Keller, says was evident in his leadership and commitment this summer.
It's a good thing. I think it's kind of expected. You know, he's a great athlete, and you know, he's a tremendously smart kid in the classroom and high character guy. So I don't think it's a big deal for him to step into that role as far as being a leader. I mean, it's definitely more pressure, and he's in every series now, but he's handled it well, and he controls the huddle, and you know, is not one of our captains that was voted in, but you know, a lot of times that just goes to seniors, but he definitely is capable of being a captain. So it's been a great fall so far to have him under center for sure.
Nichols also wants to help change the culture of Knoxville football. He says it starts with off-season workouts and making a commitment to be better than you were the day before.
Obviously love to have a winning season. It's not very common here, and we want it to be a, you know, regular thing around here. We want to be a group that changes the culture a little bit and have a winning season and maybe give a chance for playoffs. We just want to build, like, you know, hard work will always pay off, never slack in the weight room or on the field, and always be a good teammate, and things will turn out good.
Like most high school athletes, Nichols is a multi-sport athlete, and it's no secret that basketball is his best sport and his first love. This summer, he got to play on a traveling team and was able to play with some of the elite talent in the nation in his age group.
It's a good experience for me just to get to see other people my age that are really good at something, and you know, I can kind of compare myself and the players here that are also really good. So it's good, and I think it makes me better, and it helps me help my teammates when it comes to the high school seasons.
Keller is, as nearly every coach you run into, a huge proponent of kids playing multiple sports. He says already his teammates and classmates are looking up to Kieran as that he has already accomplished by excelling in more than just one sport.
They know because he's been with them all summer in the weight room, and that he's not just a basketball guy. You know, I think a lot of younger kids, hopefully, who, you know, just think they're going to focus on basketball, will take an example for him that, you know, you can do extra basketball work whenever he gets done with football, and he'll work on basketball at night and in the weekends, and you know, still out supporting and helping his school and his team playing football. So he's definitely more than just a basketball player. He's a really good football player, and the kids are glad he's there.
And this being week one, Kieran is pumped to play the season opener in historic Ken Lott Stadium and knows he has another season of the Panther Walk. We will see if 2019 is the year that Kieran Nichols helps lead the Knoxville Panthers to a change in fortunes. Game one is tonight against Fairfield. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.